Well, the old guests have gone. The new guests have come. We've got some love triangles starting to form on board. And, oh, wow, joao. It's Below Deck Med. Join us, guys.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Can't wait to blow my candles out. He want that cake.
I mean, it made sense because there was all this cake happening.
There were a lot of cakes tonight.
A lot of surprise cakes. A lot of extra cakes. A lot of birthday cakes. Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas, and we are here talking about Below Deck Med from Bravo, episodes 2 and 3. And to my left, I got a couple of co-hosts tonight.
What's up, you guys? I'm Kaylee Stump.
And I'm Conrad.
We've got Conrad in studio, guys. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for joining us, Conrad.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you. Welcome.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
I've heard that this is your first interview.
This is my first one.
So far, so good.
We have a privilege to have you here.
Thank you.
Your first interview ever.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
We are thrilled to have you, and we have so much to talk about. Not only do we have two episodes to break down here, but two juicy episodes for you, sir.
They were.
Give me your overall thoughts, I guess, on watching yourself back on these couple of episodes, and how's it been? And
it was nerve-wracking at first, before every episode, it's always, what's going to happen in this one? But yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking. Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about. I know for myself, I'm already a huge fan, and we're only 3 episodes in. So, anyway, we have a lot of news to talk about. We've got a special segment that we're going to play a little yachty or naughty with our friend Colin a little later, so we'll get to that. But before we do, Kaylee, what do you think of these 2 episodes?
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that those guests from episode 1 and 2 are finally gone.
Right.
That nightmare. And this 3rd episode is so juicy. I loved seeing you guys kind of get to know each other more, the relationships that are forming. I'm loving it.
I think, yeah, we're just starting to get into the story of it a little bit more.
Right.
And everything's just starting to come out.
I was going to say, it was a little bit of a slow burn for me at the beginning. The first episode, and I guess obviously because we're learning a new crew and a new boat, but it was a little bit of a slow start for me in the first episode, but these 2 episodes, I'm so excited to talk about them together because they've been so juicy that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need somebody to chat with. But yeah, exactly. We're starting to see some relationships form. Before we get to all of that, I want to know a little more about you, Mr. Conrad.
Yes.
Go for it.
Yeah.
So,
you have been yachting for how long?
I've been yachting for 3.5-4 years.
Okay. And what did you start as? Just as a deckhand?
I started as a deckhand, yeah.
I
just started as day working on a boat, and someone gave me the opportunity to come as a crew member, and I hopped on board a boat and went straight across the Caribbean.
Wow.
Yeah, but someone just gave me the chance, and I took it.
Yeah. Well, and you seem to be a super hard worker. We saw you on tonight's episode. Obviously, you come from good stock, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Been sort of ingrained in you to work hard now and play hard later, which I
love.
I think that's an amazing motto. How soon after beginning yachting did you become a bosun? Was this your first experience as a bosun, or had you been bosun before?
No, I'd been bosun before. I was on a boat for 1.5 years prior to coming on to Talisman, where that was... Yeah, that was my first step up. So I did 2 years on a boat being a deckhand, and then I went straight up to a bosun after that.
Nice.
Well, what I want to know is how and when were you approached to do Below Deck, and did you ever second guess it? How did you decide that you wanted to be on the show?
I was approached early last year, by someone. Yachting's a very small industry anyway, so we know about it. And someone contacted me, and I was looking for a new adventure. So mm-hmm. I just thought, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Step aboard and give it a go. It was a hell of an adventure.
Absolutely. Is there anything that fans don't know about you that we might learn later on?
I think you'll find out. I think you'll find out quite a bit.
Oh,
more
really?
To come.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think you've got
you're
a lot
not going
to
give
come.
Us any more than that.
I think you're just going to have to wait.
Oh my gosh, what a tease. Well, obviously we'll get into more of the biggest, I think one of the juiciest parts of these past mm-hmm. couple of episodes, which is the relationship between you and Joao,
yeah.
or the conflict there. We'll get yeah. into a little bit more about that later. But I want to know, is there, who surprised you the most on this boat?
Can I pick two?
Of course.
You to are. Be honest, you, I could probably pick three. I'd say...
Should we rank them? Like the most, like, yeah, okay. like gold, silver, bronze?
Yeah. Colin, okay, Colin was great. Colin came from, don't get me wrong, he came from a boating background, but his enthusiasm and everything to work was amazing.
Okay.
And I think you'll see quite a bit of that. Jamie was also great. Her passion to be on deck, as you've already seen, she just wants to be out there.
Yeah, totally.
She doesn't want to be on the interior.
Not at all. Like, super sour grapes about having to do anything inside.
She was not so. Happy. Yeah. I love her faces. She's like, mm-mm.
Which I can't blame her. I mean, if you're put in a position to do one job and then you're not getting to do it, I could
exactly.
see where that would be frustrating.
She was employed as a... We're all there to help out. We're all there to go in and help out and pitch in. And we all did. But Jamie was pulled pretty hard into the interior constantly to.
Okay, so she's your silver medalist. Who's your bronze?
Casey.
Casey.
I think everyone's gonna be shocked.
Oh, aww. I'm excited to see.
I like to hear that, because I will say the first episode I was like, oh man, like another one, really?
Mm-hmm.
And these past two episodes, she's surprising me in a way that. Yeah, you're still kind of like, okay, she's definitely the most green on the boat, mm-hmm. or seems to be the most green. But it's something about her naivete that seems endearing in a lot of ways.
She's got a lot more than people meet the eye, I think.
Okay.
And I think, yeah, I think she'll surprise us.
Okay.
I'm excited to see. Another person on the boat that I want to talk about is Miss Hannah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on her? Are we going to see a little bit more of Hannah? Didn't make the top three? I know.
Surprised.
I want to know if we're going to see any more of you two together coming up.
Yeah, I think you'll see a little bit more of us coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit or a lot of it?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, he says as he looks off to the side and begins to blush.
For those
who are on the podcast listening. he's definitely getting a little red here. We won't push you too hard on that, but I'm excited to see more of that relationship.
Yeah,
awesome, for sure.
I think you'll see a bit.
Well, we're super, super thrilled. And speaking of podcasts, if you are enjoying this one and you want another great one, we have a great podcast for you. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos, our very own Maria Menounos. And it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. I think we could probably recommend it to Joao, maybe. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Maybe we'll start there. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, tell her that it was your Below Deck Med crew that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, y'all. Okay, let's dive in. Let's do this. So, episode two. We saw those nightmare guests kind of... their departure happened. How excited were you to see those guests leave, Conrad?
I was pretty over the moon. This was my first... So I came from a private boat.
Okay.
And I'd ended on a private boat, so I knew the owners. And coming onto a charter boat, I kind of saw these guests and met these guests and thinking, oh my God, is this what everyone's going to be like?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So seeing the back of these was...
That's terrifying for them to be charter number one.
Oh, yeah. That did rock the boat a little bit.
So how much interaction do you actually have with the guests as the exterior? Are you guys directly involved with their day-to-day life? Or
we're a lot more involved than you'd think. We do... So whenever they're not on the inside eating or anything like that. So whenever they're not eating, they're mainly with us. They're mm-hmm. outside with us.
Okay.
And we're doing water sports or giving them tender rides or they're swimming. Okay. There's a lot more than meets the eye.
Okay. Okay. So you actually, because I was curious, we don't see them, I guess, interacting with you guys a whole lot. I see mostly the service being done by the interior, but that makes sense because we see a lot of their meals happening. So,
yeah.
So you have quite a bit of interaction with them. So on a scale of 1 to 10, we would give them like like worst to best guests you've ever encountered? Would they be like on the one end of like?
Are we speaking up till that point? Like, as in before, or are we speaking?
As in, does
overall?
It get worse?
Well, we don't know. I don't know, but we'll have to see.
That's so elusive, but. Yeah, okay, so up until that point, were they the worst that you had encountered?
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is not I've heard of, but as in I've encountered personally.
What was the most outrageous thing that they asked of you? Do you remember?
I'd have to say, one of them, we were driving along in the tender, and she was looking out in front of me, and she was watching out for waves, and she turns around and looks at me and goes, I'm looking out for waves. If I think you cannot handle it, I'm going to knock you out and take over the wheel myself.
Ah.
What?
Okay. So.
That was one
and
of the...
And what was your reaction? What did you say?
I gobsmacked. I couldn't say anything.
Well, what would you say?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, boss.
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Well, they seem to be a bit of a nightmare. I'm really glad that they left. And then you guys get new guests, which are these lovely ladies from LA who mm-hmm. are vaginal rejuvenation doctors. And that was probably interesting.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shock when we saw the preference sheet and that got mentioned. Didn't quite know how to take it. And we couldn't really say too much either because obviously it's Catherine Stanley's friends.
Right.
So... You know, normally you'd kind of give comments about it, but you have to refrain those comments when it's Sandy's friends.
So I would imagine, because Sandy was super involved with these guests as they came on board, we see her eating breakfast with them the next day. She definitely seemed to expect more from you guys because they were friends.
Yes.
How intimidating is that to have basically your boss be the person that you're essentially giving service to?
Yeah, it was quite a lot to take in because obviously we're doing our job. We're normally doing our job, but we don't have the overseeing eye of constantly the captain being on us. We just get on and do our jobs. And if any complaints come back, they would get back to them. But having the captain there at all times and watching every little thing we do
yeah.
was obviously putting us on edge that little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. It's going to be super intimidating. So you guys handled it with grace. Oh, and these guests seem like they're a lot of fun. So far, at least.
So far, yeah, they were great guests.
They were okay.
It was just a shame we couldn't leave the dock, really.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, by the by, Mr. Man.
Yes, we saw you get into a little bit of trouble with Miss Captain Sandy.
Yeah, with the tender.
Why did you not offload the tender, Conrad?
A lot of things go on to get the boat ready. Mm-hmm. To get the boat ready in time and to get everything ready. And mm-hmm. sometimes people make mistakes. I made a mistake. And I'll own up to that completely. I forgot.
I think that's so
that's
admirable.
Okay. That is
no.
okay.
You know what? You learn, you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And right? I was going to say, if anybody's... I mean, I guess I wouldn't want to piss off Captain Sandy, but she also seems to be a very own your mistakes and move on kind of person.
Right.
Massively.
So she gets over it quickly.
She does. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how these guests end up next week. So far, so good. At least a complete 180 from the prior guests. So that's nice.
Yeah.
We had a little night out on the town when everybody started yeah. to, I guess, get to know one another a little bit better. We have. Brooke obviously broke up with her boyfriend or was going through that and mm-hmm. has decided to be live her life as a single woman.
I think he broke up with her.
He did break up with her.
Yeah.
Yes, he did break up with her and now she's decided she's going to be free and single until Joao comes along 30
God,
minutes
Mr.
later.
Mr. Joao is troublemaker.
Or Jezebob, as we could also
oh my gosh,
call him.
What was your reaction that night in the bus when Jezebob came out and kind of attacked Hannah?
I mean, he got drunk throughout the night and he was smashing back the drinks as you saw.
Right.
And then the taxi kind of, I mean, it was all a bit of a shock that it just happened. It was all kind of friendly, jokey, and then bam, this guy came out. And we hadn't met him yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was kind of cringing in the back because of the comments being thrown back and forth.
Yeah.
And then it kind of heated up, and then Adam then stepped in. I was trying, where it was kind of the first night out, I was trying to take a step back from it and just, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not in work. I'm trying to, you know,
right.
I'm trying not to assert my authority out of work. But yeah, no.
But I think if anybody's going to jump in on that situation, it's got to be Adam, right? Because he has a relationship with Hannah. They, you know, I think they've done this before together. They had their issues last season.
Now Hannah refers to him as her older brother. They seem very, very close this season. So that was really nice of him to step up and defend her.
I was super impressed. What was your response?
Yeah, I'm glad Adam did, because he diffused the situation very quickly.
Yeah.
And I think it needed to be done.
That seems to be Adam's role this season, for some reason. He's whereas like last season he was in the pot, stirring the pot literally every chance that he could.
He's the boat dad, as in I'd put it that way. He just diffuses the situation every time. He is the one that you can actually talk to and he would listen and give you advice, I think.
See, I told you.
You
I
were
like
right.
Adam.
I told you.
He came here last year.
He's proving me wrong this season.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Adam.
I think he's great. I think he's a great guy.
Oh, that's so great. So you mentioned something about that taxi ride, that first night out, was the first time that you had met Jezebob. Does that mean that we're going to see more of Jezebob this season?
I don't know.
Come on, Brad, you're killing me.
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, well, you know we will. So obviously, Jezebob, Joao, and Brooke have a little chemistry there, which I never saw that coming.
No.
If you had lined everybody up, I would never put those two together.
Right, and he's been so flirty with Casey the whole time.
Yeah.
But then that night that he doesn't even remember, has that conversation with Brooke.
I didn't even know this happened until I saw it.
Really?
I didn't even know
Oh my God. What was your reaction when you saw it?
We were all straight on the text. When did this happen?
Oh,
when
no
did
way.
This happen?
Wow. So wait, you guys are still chatting? Do you guys?
Yeah, we all still chat.
Okay.
We all still chat.
That's great. That's got to be fun then to watch it back and text each other and be like, oh man, oh no.
You said what?
I know. Thanks for calling me out in that interview.
Exactly. Oh man. It just surprises me that Joao and Brooke, that Brooke seems to me like she would not be the girl that goes for the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that's all he is to me. It's just the bad guy. He's the perpetual bad guy on the boat. So I guess it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Also, we saw that he kind of tried to hit on Casey a little bit, and she shut that down real fast.
Huh. I wonder if that's going to be not shut down later on.
Well, we can save that for some predictions, but I don't know. Unless you know something we don't, Conrad.
I don't know. Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Oh, well. I mean, I guess if I had the two to pick, I'd probably... I don't know. I mean, if I had to pick between Casey or Brooke for Joao, I'd probably just say neither one.
Neither.
I'd say they both could do better.
But also...
Casey's honestly, she's growing on me a lot. And Brooke, I think, is just so sweet and was in such a vulnerable place. I think he just kind of took advantage of this.
Brooke is lovely. She's really sweet.
Yeah, she seems awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, she's adorable. And we know that Casey isn't going to give it up for Joao. So
she's definitely playing hard to get.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good girl. Keep that locked down. I don't know. I'm excited to see how that all comes to fruition. You know who I guess is surprising me, or who I'm excited to see a little bit more out of this season, is Colin. I feel like we haven't gotten to know Colin very well yet. Just his
music.
Until
tonight.
Yeah.
His little rap.
Yeah.
Man, I dig
it. He was practicing that all day. He was on that. He just couldn't leave it alone. He was blessing him. He was... rehearsing it. He was good.
Yeah.
We were all shocked when he came out of it. He was like, oh, guys, what do you think of this? How do you think this sound? And we were all...
That was amazing.
Wow.
And you guys all got into it. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And he was all decked out in his rap outfit.
He
took it seriously.
He does. And if you guys go to his Instagram, after every episode, he does a rap recap.
He does.
Video.
He does.
Wait.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I know.
Had I known that, I would have prepared my own rap. We can have a rap battle.
I know.
Now this is something I got to see.
Right? Let's do that. That'll be for next time. Okay, let's just get into the meat and potatoes of what we really all came here to talk about. Joao and Conrad.
Oh, okay, this one.
Yes. I am so glad that you confronted him tonight.
Thank you.
I was waiting for that for three whole episodes, and you did it so well.
Thank you. The one thing I didn't want to do is, I just, I wanted him to kind of just know and understand in his own time that that was my position and he needs to just sit down and just get on and do his job. And then it now gets to a point where it's like, you can't undermine me in front of everyone else.
Well, he stated in the first episode that he likes to challenge authority. I just remember writing that quote down. Maybe it was the second episode, but I know that he's admitted to wanting to challenge authority. And it, at some point, I have to agree with Jamie, you have to know your role and you got to stay there. Mm. You know, and it just seems like he doesn't know how to do that.
No.
What do you think his issue is with authority? Is it just, do you think it's an insecurity thing? Do you think it's that he thinks he's better than you? Where do you think this comes from?
I think he thinks he's better than me.
Really?
I genuinely think that. Really? And I just, someone actually tweeted something that I saw recently, which was, when you come into a job, he was all, normally you just sit there and try and do the best job you can. Mm-hmm. You don't automatically challenge and try and go for the person above you's job. And something I never understood from the moment he stepped on board.
I wonder if it's like a sour grapes. Has he been bosun before?
No.
On a boat?
No.
So
he
then
hasn't.
What ground do you have to stand on?
I don't know. All I know is he had done a year on a boat beforehand and okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ridiculous. But we do have a viewer that has some opinions on this subject.
Let's chat about it.
So Sky Patterson, thank you
Hi,
so much
Sky.
For tuning in.
Yeah. Oh.
First of all, Sky says, Conrad, you're doing the best job that you can, and says that Joao, he's a beastly creep, hashtag troublemaker, know how to bite your tongue and hold your damn liquor.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. Thank you.
I mean, I guess, you know, we all have had those moments where, you know, we have a little too much and regret the next day things that we've said. But he just keeps going, even when he's sober, sticking his foot in his mouth.
He doesn't seem to regret his alter ego.
No.
It was the fact of when he woke up and there was the clip of what happened last night. I think he called Hannah a goat and he's laughing about it.
Right.
I'm like,
that shows his true character.
Right.
That would be the bit I'd be jumping out of bed and going and apologizing for exactly what I've done.
Right.
Yeah,
if I called somebody a goat, I would go and apologize. If I called somebody the goat, which I think Hannah is, the greatest of all time, the goat, then I think she is. I think she's like the greatest cheese stew of all time.
She is.
That's another situation. I just had to work that in there. Hi, Hannah. okay, so how long? We see you guys at the end of this episode, kind of shake hands and move on. How long does that last? Not long.
Oh, you saw in the bite that we have another argument at the end. So
not long.
Yeah.
Is this like a cyclical thing? Like you guys have a great conversation, kiss and make up, so to speak, and then all of a sudden we're.
I wouldn't say we always kiss and make up, no.
You don't always kiss and make up. Oh, okay.
No. But you put him in his place.
Yeah.
Well, as you should. You're his boss.
Exactly. I shouldn't have to challenge every time I give him an order.
No, mm-hmm. And I will say the way that I think that you handled it was super professional.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think the way that you approached him and pulled him aside, didn't do it in front of anybody, didn't raise your voice, were really reasonable in your conversations with him.
He's good at doing his job. He was good at doing his job, but the way he went about his things just weren't right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Jamie had your back and told you what he was saying to her, that he was talking about maybe going to Captain Sandy. I'm glad she had your back.
No, she was great. She was great immediately.
What about Captain Sandy? Does she have your back in this situation? Do you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I went and spoke to her about it, and she just said that I needed to handle it.
Okay, great. Mm. Great. That's why I like Captain Sandy. all right, Conrad, can we play a little game with you?
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
We want to play a little game with you that we made up, and it's called Yachty or Naughty.
Ooh, okay.
So we have just a couple of scenarios from the past couple of episodes where some of your friends and crew members do things, their behavior, and we just want to say if you think that's yachty behavior or you think that's naughty behavior.
Okay, all right. I'm looking forward to this one.
You can handle it. Let's just go in. The guest's asking for birthday cake on the fly from Adam. Yachty or naughty?
As in them asking for it?
Yeah.
I'd say that's quite yachty. That is normal.
Is it?
That is normal. Okay. They should have put a birthday cake on their preference sheet.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But people asking for stuff on the fly, like a full-on birthday cake.
That's 100% normal.
Oh, 100% good to know. Good to know for when I go on the Talisman. For sure.
We booked our trip.
Yes, Kaylee, what you got?
Okay, what about Sandy blaming Hannah for Casey not knowing how to clean the interior?
I think a bit of the cleaning is common sense. I would say, yachty in some ways. She should know. It's common knowledge how to clean a boat, but then it should be kind of taught as well.
Okay, so you agree with the fact that what Sandy was saying is that it's a direct reflection on her leadership.
No.
If she doesn't know how to.
It's if and buts, really. She should be taught it, but then it's something she should just be able to use her common sense and get on with it.
For sure. Well, what about, speaking of Casey, what about Casey accepting the tip when she was seasick and didn't really do her job on that charter? Do you think it's yachty or naughty to accept the tip?
Yachty. We're in it for a team, and we are a team.
I love that.
Everyone takes it. Even if you were off the boat, you're still part of the crew. You get the tip.
Okay. Great. Okay.
What about the guests wearing shoes inside?
Naughty. Should never. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning, and if you actually look at it, I was up again at 8 o'clock in the morning, yes, or whatever it was.
That was so incredibly nice of you to help Hannah do that.
And I just want to say, I did that out of, because you're crew members, you help each other out, right, constantly. It was not flirting, it was because of the, mm-hmm, fact I needed to be, we needed to get it done, it had to be done. Otherwise, Hannah would have been up till 6 a.m. doing it on her own.
Right. That's why you're a 23-year-old bosun.
Yeah, extremely professional.
No, you,
it really is. Doing. It's so impressive. I want to know actually what happens though when you wear shoes on the interior. It leaves shoe marks. What is it?
Yeah. So
is
basically, when you step on a boat, you don't wear shoes.
Okay.
Shoes.
Yeah.
You're not meant to wear shoes on a boat.
Right.
Especially on the interior as well. We had white cream carpets, and they wanted, mm-hmm, to wear stilettos. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand why you'd want to wear shoes inside a boat. At a dinner table, for starters. But
right, you're sitting down, your feet are under the table, nobody's going to see them anyway.
Exactly, and you're wearing stilettos around, and they've obviously just been on dirt on their little heels or whatever, they've just gone in the carpet. So I spent 4 hours cleaning it out with a spoon of fizzy water.
Oh my gosh!
Unbelievable.
Ugh, that's awful. Let's see, what about Colin's birthday wrap?
Yes.
Yachty or naughty?
It was yachty. It was going above and beyond.
I love that. Yeah. Yep. Okay. One more, Kaylee. What you got?
What did you think of that hot Italian trainer that the ladies brought on board?
I agree. I agree with Hannah. She should have got a picture. She should have got a picture on that one.
Yeah, agreed.
And his voice was incredibly, like, creepily low.
Well, all he said was, like, one phrase. I can't even remember what it was, but it sounded... He sounded a little gorilla-esque.
I think he just said okay.
Yeah.
That was it. That was
all. Okay.
He left quite the impression.
He really did. Oh, man. Well, thank you for playing Yachty or Naughty with us.
No problem.
Thank you.
Fun first little game.
Yeah,
you're nailing your first interview, Conrad. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
Kaylee, I think you have a little bit of news for us. So we're going to get into some AfterBuzz news really quickly.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, last week we saw Hannah and Chef Adam on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
And they spilled a lot of tea that I want to talk about.
Let's do it.
First of all, they told us, in reference to the first guests on the season, that those were not the first or the worst guests of this entire season.
Okay.
Conrad, what do you have to say about that?
I would agree with her.
How could it get worse than that first crew?
It was probably worse in different ways.
Okay.
But we'll see.
You're killing me, Conrad. You're killing me. You're killing me with these teases, I totally get it. And I can't wait to see how it all comes to fruition.
Something else that they talked about kind of from last season, according to Hannah and Adam, Malia and Wes are still together from last season.
Are they?
Yes. And this is the love triangle that Adam was in with Malia and Wes. So they're still together. Adam has not spoken to Malia, and he's tried to reach out to Wes. So I thought that was interesting. I kind of did not expect them to be together this
long. I don't know what I expected. I mean, I know you're a big Malia fan. I was not so much on that train. But but that's just, you know, happy that they're happy. That's great.
I know. Well, there you go.
That's good.
And one last thing.
Yes.
Captain Lee... tweeted kind of supporting, backing up Casey with her seasickness, because everyone was, you know, how are you a yachty when you are seasick?
Right. She did get thrown under the bus a little bit.
She did. And Captain Lee completely defended her on Twitter.
Captain Lee from Below Deck, not Below Deck Med. Right.
Right, Below Deck. Yes. And he said that he also suffered with seasickness during his first year in yachting.
Oh.
So I thought that was interesting. And he said that he was able to overcome it.
Okay.
And it is possible.
Okay.
And Conrad, does she ever get over her seasickness, Casey?
Well, you saw in the last episode that she took a seasickness tablet. She was on the dock.
Right.
But I think you'll be happy.
Okay.
Good.
I'm so excited. Casey. Way to go, Casey. Sweet. Awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Fun update.
So much fun.
All right. Let's get into some predictions before we wrap up, guys.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
We have some fun sound bites.
Yeah.
All right, Kaylee, what is your first prediction for... next
week.
Oh my
gosh. Well, I am so interested to see next week with what happens with Hannah.
Yes.
She gets so, I've never seen her get that upset.
Yeah.
Completely putting her hand in front of the camera. I kind of want to see what plays out between her and Captain Sandy. And yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm interested in.
I'm not going to ask you any predictions because you know what happens. I personally predict that we're going to see, let's see. I think we're going to see a little bit. I think we're going to see more of this relationship with you and Miss Hannah Blossom, which makes me all kinds of happy. And I think that we might see Brooke and Joao, I don't know, get a little bit deeper in their relationship.
My prediction with Joao is that he's going to break some hearts this season.
Well... like, to break a heart, you gotta fall first. And I'm just like...
But Brooke seemed like she already fell just this first episode.
I know. I just want to go rescue her. I just want to go pull her back and be like, girl, I'll shake you. Like, no.
Yeah, I think he's gonna break her heart.
But. And I would... I don't know if it's a prediction or not, but I would like to see Joao get kicked off the bar. Just because he seems...
I feel like Conrad feels the same way.
Well... comment, he says. I think there's a lot of fun stuff that's going to happen, but those are my couple of things, I think, is Hannah, you and Hannah, I hope that relationship goes places. And then Joao and Brooke, I think they're probably going to blossom into something, but we will find out when we tune in next week.
Yes,
so we until then, guys, thank you so much for joining us, Conrad.
Thank you.
Amazing job.
Oh, awesome
First
job.
One done.
Can you let everybody know where we can follow you, find you, tweet at you, all of the fun things?
Follow me on Instagram at Conrad Empson, and you can tweet me at Conrad Empson.
Nice.
Nice and
Kaylee.
Easy.
Yeah, follow me at Kaylee Stump on Instagram and Twitter. And I have a podcast called Sex in Studio City. You can listen to that.
Awesome. And guys, I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV. Thank you so much. We will see you guys next week for episode 4.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.